This recording is provided by Christian Missionary Fellowship International, Boston. You're welcome to make free distribution to friends. However, all for-profit distribution is a violation of existing copyright and other applicable laws. For more information about our churches, visit www.cmfiboston.org.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Be seated, please. One commendation for these Boston people is that they are stubborn people. They don't give up. Yes. I wrote 5 times I was not coming. They had many conditions to fulfill, but they knocked off all the barriers. God is present here. The truths that we are presenting are not our daily bread. We are touching depths of surrender for the Lordship of Jesus Christ, which are often not touched. God has already reached out to some people. From the prayers, God has already reached out to some people. Because some people are converted to this level. And so much stands between them and the rock. This rock, this is the rock. Others are converted to that level, and so much remains between them and the rock. Some others are converted to this level, and so much stands between them and the rock. Others are converted to this level, and so much stands between them and the rock. Or others are touched to that level, and that stands between them and the rock. Others have touched, they reach the rock at the surface. Others breaking right into the rock. They will not let go completely. They will not let go completely. They are afraid of what to let go would mean. This is their security. 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 But they don't confront the fact that the security separates them from the rock. What is guaranteed by the world? Separates a man or a woman from Jesus. They want to ensure that if Jesus fails, they can continue. They want their bank accounts or their savings. Or their jobs, so that if Jesus fails, they are not drowned. The consecrated believer is the one who has smashed all other securities apart from Jesus. The consecrated believer is the one who has smashed, crushed all other securities except Jesus. So that if Jesus were to fail, he'll be finished forever. He has crushed all other security so that if Jesus fails, he's finished. If Jesus fails, he's finished. If Jesus fails, you can still go on. When Jesus called the disciples, they forsook everything and followed him, so that if Jesus had failed, they would be finished. Your reserves are your undoing. And I was listening to the prayers of people, and they were coming depending upon how much reserve they were securing outside Jesus. And some people refused to pray. Some people refused to pray.
they are not ready for the life of surrender. They are not ready for the life of surrender. What is your security outside of Jesus? You are going to lose it. You are going to lose it. If you didn't come to this convention, you could keep it. Whatever you do not surrender to Jesus, you are going to lose it. Sorry. It will be gone. Whatever you don't surrender to Jesus, you are going to lose it. You are going to lose it. Because you dare to call his name. Whatever you don't surrender, you are going to lose it. There was a brother in one part of this country, I won't tell you where, but I happened to be here in the United States. He had $100 million. And he refused to tithe. The brethren talked to him many times about tithing. He would calculate his $10 million. He refused. Then one day I was in this country and there was a problem in Wall Street. At the end of the day, the crack cost him $10 million. When he told the brethren, they told him, that sounds like a tithe. I know him too well. I spent time with him. I don't want to reveal his identity, so I will not say more. He did not give to God, but he lost it. You will lose what you don't give to God. You will lose it. There's a living God, and you call yourself his child. What you don't give him, you will lose it. Brother, why do you hold back? You will lose it. Sister, why do you hold back? You will lose it. You better give him so that you may have it in heaven. If not, you will not have it in heaven, and you will not have it on earth. You will lose it. You will lose what you hold back. You said he was your Lord, which meant that he owned everything. Now you want to hold back, you will not be allowed. There's a brother, God told him, give me your son. so that he may serve me. The father and mother refused. They said he's a guarantee for the education of the rest of the children. He was very bright, very intelligent. They refused to give their son to Jesus. Jesus wanted the boy to go preach the gospel. The parents wanted him to get a big worldly job. 5 months after he got a big worldly job, he died. You will lose what you do not give to Jesus. Because you had called him Lord. I want to beg you, don't be so foolish. If you were not his son or his daughter, if you were not his son or his daughter, you could do what you want. But you have said that he is your Lord. And you are bound by the covenant of the blood that cleanses you. Covenants cannot be broken. You will lose what you don't consecrate. His Lord. Abimelech and Naomi, they left to Moab to look for greener pastures. They left Bethlehem to go look for greener pastures. She lost everything. Husband, sons. You will not keep what you hold back from Jesus. If you were an unbeliever, you could. But you are a child of the kingdom. You are a child of the kingdom. You are all belongs to Jesus Christ by right of creation and by right of redemption. His double honor. Don't hold anything back. I beg you. You will lose it. In Cameroon, a brother decided to start a pineapple farm. He came and I prayed for the project. And he dedicated it to the Lord. And he said he would give God 40% of the proceeds. When I was going on one of my trips, I even stopped on the farm and blessed the farm. The first year, the thing produced beyond measure. The pineapples were so big and it was phenomenal. I'd never seen such a pineapple farm. He harvested and harvested and harvested. He even sent 3 big bags of pineapples to Yaoundé. And he sent me the whole the exercise book of the process of the first year. And he calculated God's 40%. And instead of giving it to God, later on when I asked him, he said, oh, I decided to reinvest it. I decided to reinvest it so that I would give God more next year. Brethren, the next year the whole farm died. He did not have 1 pineapple. Brethren, I've never seen it, brother. It died completely. Everything collapsed completely. He did not harvest 1 pineapple. He just closed it and abandoned even the farm. God, the first year was extraordinary harvest. The second year was total zero. That brother was an elder in one of the churches. A senior elder. He was at least 15 years in the faith. When he decided that he would cheat God. God cannot lose. 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 Don't think that you can succeed in cheating God. It's not possible. You told him, I belong to you. You are my Lord. And now you want to play a different game. You will not be allowed to play it. Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, we plead in the name of Jesus Christ. Touch every heart here, God, to know that what is held back from you will be lost completely. Lord, touch every heart here to know that what is held back from you will be lost totally. Touch every heart here, Lord, to know that anything that is held back from you will be lost totally. Who wants to pray? Maybe that's already the story of your life.
Father, I repent, O God. Lord, for holding back and yet calling you my Lord, I pray that you forgive me. I beg you, God, that you forgive me, God, for the many times I've heard mourning and you have put in my heart that I should send it to you one day, Lord. I've held back the money and I've used it for my family or for some other things, oh God. I repent for this $1,000 that I used. I knew that I was supposed to use it. Again and again, you put in my heart to send it. Lord, I refuse doing it. I refuse doing it. I put it in my account and the money disappeared. I cannot even give account of it till today. I repent for this $500, God, that I even told Stanley that I was going to give. And I used it for my family. Lord, I pray that you forgive me, God. Lord, I confess that since then my finances have been shaking. I pray, God, that you forgive me, God, for all the other monies I've used, oh God. Lord, for all the monies I've used, where many times I've kept money for Herod of his coming to send it to them, and when a need comes, I just go there and take the money and use without sending it. I pray that you forgive me, oh God, forgive me. But I confess that you have not been Lord over my finances, oh God. Lord, I repent for the many times you have laid a need of a sister you brought in my heart to meet. And I have not done it. I've used the money, or I've used the thing for another purpose. For myself, for my family. I've used money the way I please, oh God. My money has not been for you, Lord. It has not been for you, oh God. And I call you Lord, and I call you Lord. Lord, I've been a liar. I've been a liar, hypocrite, a liar. But I pray that you forgive me, oh God. Forgive me, Father. I beg you, Father, forgive me. Grant me a new heart, oh God, with regard to this issue, oh God. Father, give me a new heart today, oh God. From today, God, whatever you bless me with financially, God, I will hold it. I will present it to you and allow you to direct me on how to use it, to tell me on what to do, oh God. I don't want to be a liar, a hypocrite, calling you Lord. And when, yes, financially, you're not having your way. I pray, God, that you forgive me, God. Forgive me. Lord, I just cannot count the instances, oh God. There's so many, God. I cannot count them. That I've used money. Yes, money that I was supposed to give for your work. I was supposed to give. Yes, to you. I've used it for myself. Lord, I confess I've put my family first, God. I've put my brothers and my sisters first. Oh, God, I pray that you forgive me, God. Lord, I will never do it again. Yes, I will never do that again. I will give to you, oh, God, what belongs to you, God. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for setting me free. Thank you for the new heart you've given to me with regard to this issue, oh God. I bless you, I bless you, I bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you for your spirit that is at work in my heart, Lord. I stand here, Lord, to hand over to you my ability to hold down a job, a secular job, Lord, from which I get a paycheck. I hand it over to you, O Lord God, because, Lord, when you were speaking about the fact that the minister of the gospel should get his living from the gospel, Lord, my heart was arguing with that message. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you forgive me, O Lord God, for arguing with you that, Lord, some people need to be able to provide. Oh, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I hand over my job to you, Lord. I hand over my skills to you. I hand over my profession to you, my professional life. If I never practice again, oh Lord God, today I hand it over to you. Because, Lord, it has stood in the way. The fact that I could argue with you as you spoke, oh Lord God, means that, Lord, I was trying to serve this idol. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, I smash it now, oh Lord God. I smash it now, oh Lord God. Oh, makataria ba suntara ba kira ba kuraba saraba kuria ba kasaraba. Oh, rabakaturia ba halaba kutamba saria ba hullo baharia ba sabara halaba huria ba hasharaba. Father, forgive me for years, oh Lord God, of holding you hostage in this area of my life, Lord. I surrender, oh Lord God. I surrender, Lord. I surrender. I surrender, Lord. Have your way, unlimited. Have your way, O Lord God. Have your way, O Lord God, unheeded. Have your way, O Lord God. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, O Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Sister Esther is an evangelist. Sister Esther is an evangelist. She believed in 1976. Of the people I led to the Lord at the beginning of her work, no one was a better soul winner than her. She's a soul winner. She's a soul winner. She's a soul winner. There can be nothing equal to the great call to win the lost. There can be nothing equal to the great call to look to win the lost. There can be nothing equal to the great call to win the lost. When someone backslides from winning the lost, he has made shipwreck of his Christian life. When someone backslides from the call to win the lost, it is shipwreck. It is the abandon of the substance for the pursuit of the shadow. The call to cooperate with God in the greatest miracle, the miracle of transforming spiritual corpses into sons of the Most High. Even if you raise somebody from the dead, it is only a secondary miracle, because he will die again. But when you bring someone from death unto life in the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, you have been involved with God in the miracle of miracles. That is the epitome of spiritual ministry. Pastor Robinson, when I heard you were casting out demons, I said you are backsliding. Earlier in our ministry, there was a time we just turned from evangelism to casting out demons, casting out demons. There were many sessions, casting out demons, casting out demons. We'll cast demons till midnight, till late. They'll be vomiting and vomiting and vomiting. And it's real. I remember one day there was a small girl like that. I was on this side, but Joe was on the other side where I helped people. She, bang, bang. There was no time for evangelism. See this wound? A brother kicked me. We're trying to deliver him. He left a permanent mark. It's only now I understood. He was telling me that I should go and win the lost. It's a brother who, by Peter Snyder, he came and told me, it's true, people are being delivered. Zach Fomum, you are called to bring Cameroonians to the Lord Jesus Christ. And demons are keeping you in this place. So I went back to evangelism. When we meet demons, we cast them out, but it's not a preoccupation. It is souls. Last year, I preached about 200 evangelistic messages. And this year, the Lord told me to preach 250 evangelistic messages. The devil will do anything. He will offer you any promotion, provided he keeps you from winning the lost. He will exalt your ministry among the saints, provided you let him have the lost. The devil can become an angel of light.
The Son of God came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. In the Santa Cruz prophecy, God was really bringing us back to the crucial issue of winning the lost. And no one can backslide on the forefront of winning the lost. I've seen people backslide in the place of prayer. They have prayed until they backslid. I've seen people fast until they backslid. And I'm not against prayer. I'm all for it. I'm not against fasting. But I've not seen a man on the forefront of winning the lost who backslid. Because each time you release the gospel to an unbeliever, you are lifted. Each time the gospel goes out, you move up. Each time the gospel goes out, you move up. When you come back from evangelizing, even if nobody believed, just that you spoke the word of the message of salvation, you come back with a song in your mouth. Then you find your whole being flowing in all other directions. We were born to win the lost. Even if I was given power just to stay at the mortuary and raise every dead person, instead of winning the loss, I will know the devil has got me. And this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, says the great apostle Paul. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Jesus Christ came into the world to do what? To save sinners. To save sinners. To save sinners. First Timothy chapter 1 verse 15. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. He came to save sinners. Miracles are secondary. The Savior of the lost is primary. Healing of the sick, there's a place for it, and deliverance, yeah. But the core issue, the central issue, the unnegotiable issue is that sinners are brought to the Lord Jesus Christ. Called to win the lost. Nothing else can satisfy God's heart. When you say man no longer evangelizing, he has backslidden. And the devil will offer you everything. He will appear as an angel of light. He will give you fabulous projects.
and give you untold happiness, untold success, provided he just ensures that you are not centralizing the winning of the lost. That is the only thing that troubles hell. The devil cannot stand the winning of the lost. He can negotiate and stand all else. But the depopulation of hell, the depopulation of hell is the worst thing you can do against Satan. Evangelism, soul winning, church planting. Why is there not a local assembly in your house? Why is there no local assembly in your house? Why is there no house church in your home? Because you are playing church. You are busy looking for buildings, buildings, buildings. I read one church historian who said the first building that was put up for believers was put up in the year AD 245. And it's also that year that they started to baptize babies. There was total, all had declined. So when they were all given to evangelism and church planting, you could not build buildings because you build a building, very soon it is small. You build the next one, very soon it was small. The church was growing at a fabulous rate. The only place that could contain them was homes. In Douala, they are trying to build a hall that put the big pillars. It's to hold about 7,000. At the end of last year, we held a meeting. There were 7,000 people. If they work hard, they will finish their hall in three years, when there will be about 50,000. We cannot improve the methods of the early church.